So we're going to be meditating for about 20, 25 minutes, and just going to start with some settling and grounding, and then connecting with something that we appreciate in the natural world. And then we're going to have a period where I'm going to drop in some quotes from newspaper reporting around climate. And the invitation is to really pay sensitive attention to our responses. Just notice what is arising, whether that's any emotion, fear, anger, sadness, grief, shut down, numbing out. Just really noticing what is going on in the body and seeing how much it's possible to really stay grounded, stay connected, keep the heart, mind and body open. Ourselves time to settle, to ground. Maybe using the breath if that helps. And bringing some kind, sensitive attention to how we're doing. Allowing that to be felt in the body. Sensitive to our experience unfolding. Life unfolding here. Bringing to mind something in the natural world that we appreciate, that we find beautiful, that we respond to. Noticing how that affects us, what arises in the body, in the heart mind. Whatever response is there, allowing it to really soak in. To nourish us. And now I'm going to drop in some climate news. And seeing how much we can stay connected, grounded, open. The Independent, 8th October. The report of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has taken over 2 years to produce and included the assessment of more than 6,000 scientific studies. What were its main conclusions? Things are not looking good. We are on track to reach 1.5 degrees average global temperature increase between 2030 and 2052, and 3 degrees by the end of the century. Once we hit 2 degrees warming, the world will be a profoundly different place. There will be almost no coral reefs remaining. The Arctic will be completely devoid of ice during summer, at least once a decade. And huge numbers of animals and plants will become extinct as their habitat becomes smaller and smaller. The impact for humans will be enormous, particularly in areas already vulnerable, such as the low-lying coastal regions of Bangladesh and Vietnam, and island territories like Kiribati and the Maldives. Sea level rise will drive millions from their homes, and crop yields will fall dramatically in sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central and South America. Thank you. web blog. On 13th November 2018, Bristol City Council made history by being the first UK city to declare a climate emergency. Bristol Post. Bristol City Council has backed an ambitious new pledge for the city to become carbon neutral by 2030. There were cheers in the council chamber on Tuesday night as the motion, which called on the mayor to declare a climate emergency, received backing from across political parties. The Guardian. Excerpts from a letter signed by 94 academics, mostly university professors. We will not tolerate the failure of this or any other government to take robust and emergency action in respect of the worsening ecological crisis. The science is clear. The facts are incontrovertible. And it is unconscionable to us that our children and grandchildren should have to bear the terrifying brunt of an unprecedented disaster of our own making. We are in the midst of the sixth mass extinction, with about 200 species becoming extinct each day. Humans cannot continue to violate the fundamental laws of nature or of science with impunity. However we're responding, whatever responses arise, we're not alone with those responses. So aware of sitting with others, having responses. Aware of those in Bristol and beyond. The wider community of those engaging hearts and minds with this issue. And we allow our responsiveness to connect us with others.